CBA Mobile. Kevin, I literally just walked off the tennis court. I'm still out of breath.
Coronavirus, honey.
That's just from running on the tennis court. I'll be fine in a second. It's a good night for it. We thought we might get a little rain, but it's held off.
I don't think it's supposed to rain tonight, I don't think. Which I didn't think it was supposed to rain the other night, and it rained anyway, but turned out to be a pretty good afternoon, you know. It's not hot, and it's not too cold, so turned out to be a pretty good afternoon.
Totally lose a repeater here, but I'll be right back.
I got you loud and clear on this end. Loud and clear.
I'm rolling. Let's see if I'm hitting it.
Come on, my end.
Well, usually right there, the traffic light, it's wood and Congaree, it is like the dead zone. if you need to get out, hit 6-1, at least with my antenna and radio, you're not going to do it. But I don't know why it's different tonight. Maybe a leaf fell off a tree somewhere or something.
Coronavirus is attacking the antenna right now, or that it might be attacking that light right now. You know, it ain't focused on your signal right now. Look at all this stuff, man. You think they're blowing it out of proportion?
It's really hard to say at this point. I think they're taking the necessary precautions at this point, you know, and they'll know in 2 or 3 weeks. What it's going to do is potential, but they just need a baseline. They need something to go by. See, we don't have a baseline on this thing yet. So once we get that established, then we'll be able to figure out, or they'll be able to figure out, you know, what it's going to do. And then we can say, okay, well, you know, we can back off, or we still need to go in this direction, whatever.
I've looked at that point too, but I still think they're blowing it out of the water, man. I mean, if you pull up the scale that they put out there, and you pull up that scale, this virus, as of yesterday, has only killed 88 people. The swine flu killed, I forgot how many people. It was worse than, you know, than this, but I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. I think they're blowing it out of proportion, especially for all the stores to be sold out of everything. And I think it's just another money gimmick. That's what I think.
Well, that, you know, I kind of agree with you. I mean, people are kind of overreacting, but I mean, you know, the thing that is a mystery to me is why isn't Russia reporting anything?
That's what's getting me there, man. I mean, there's a lot going on right now. I mean, that's just like me and my wife. You know, we went to 3 different stores last night. One store was so slap out of bread and milk and everything else. And then one store had milk, but they was sold out of everything else. We still didn't buy no bread, no sugar, you know, stuff like that. You know, and like Bilo was sold out of meats last night. And I don't know, man. I just think they're blowing it out of proportion as far as, you know, the media is taking it and running with it. And good business for the grocery stores, you know, but I don't know. A lot of places still sold out of toilet paper and don't hardly have too many paper towels and stuff left. The last three places we've been to.
Getting smart and ordering it online and now that's sold out. A lot of stuff is. I mean, you know. Oh, Lord, help us. But, it'll just be interesting to see what the next 2 or 3 weeks brings, and then we can kind of go from there.
We answered that for you. I mean, it's probably going to be a few more million dollars they're going to be making, you know, and I don't know, man. I mean, I've seen a lot of deadly stuff come through, and I don't know. I think, you know, there's been more people die with the flu and, you know, stuff like that from complications and, you know, basically, you know, what they was talking about the other day is this is almost like a oversized cold or something, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's just the way people react to it, you know. I'd really hate to see a disaster because everything around here would be sold out then.
Which they won, but here's the perspective: 35 million people had the flu last year in America. Now, that's how many people had the flu. I don't know how many people died, but that's how many people had the flu. Last night, we were looking at John Hopkins' website, which is where the CDC gets their information. There was 5,823 reported cases of coronavirus. So that kind of puts things in perspective.
By the end of the week, it'll be rising. It'll probably be more than that by the end of the week, probably. You know, the sad thing is about it, man, it's all them people from sometime up in September up until they started announcing about this, all those people that's been traveling between here and China, Europe, places like that, you know, and that is what's really coming out, you know what I'm saying? That's most of all of them that I've heard about on TV has been to Europe, Spain, or somewhere over in there, and that's where they've ended up with it from. Just about 3 or 4 days ago, it was in Easley. You know, he come, I think it was Spain or somewhere over in there.
And you know, healthy people will get it and they'll get over it. I'm not saying it'll be difficult, but it's you know, it's certainly survivable. The people that are having a tough time are people that have other issues, especially COPD or heart conditions, stuff like that are gonna have a tough time shaking it if they get it. So those people I really feel for. Taking that the governor's asking us to take and the CDC and, you know, closing the schools and all that. You know, I hope these measures will prove effective and it'll keep, you know, keep the numbers way down. And yeah, it is going to go up. I mean, probably. I mean, I can't see why it wouldn't keep going up, but how fast it goes up is going to be the question right now.
Yeah, that's going to be the question. That's, you know, with how quick it's rising, you know, that's going to be the thing. You know, that'll tell you, you know, how quick it's here, you know what I'm saying, and how fast it's spreading. I don't know, man. I hope we get it under control, but, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to affect a lot of us, you know, as far as work and different things. Big corporate places that we go to, you know, they don't want to let us in. I mean, they call us the outsiders. Which, I mean, I can't much blame them, but, I mean, you know, it's going to hurt us on our work, you know. I just hope we don't get down to where, you know, we spend time at home. You know, that's the biggest deal of it right now.
Here's something for you to think about, that I think about every day, and that's that, you know, the good Lord's in control. So, you know, I trust him because I know he knows what he's doing. So, you know, come good, come bad, you know, he knew this was coming. Long, I mean, since before the foundation of the world, he knew this was coming. So that's just who our God is. So we just got to trust him that, you know, he'll see us through it. And, you know, so I just try not to worry about it.
That's what me and my wife were talking about last night, you know. Good Lord has the last say so about everything, you know. I don't know, you know, it's left in his hands. I mean, he, you know, he knew what he was doing when he created Earth, you know. You know, he knew what it's going to be, you know, and everything else. So, you know, I guess he wanted to give you, you know, his only son, you know, to pay back for stuff that we do, you know. But, that's
a good way to put it. I mean, you know, leave it to his hands. I mean, that's all we can do. I can't do nothing with it. You can't do nothing with it. So, that'd be the only other thing to do with it. So, and he's the only one that can speak things into existence just by he's saying, let it be so. And it is. So, in other words, he can speak dirt into existence. he spoke this universe into existence. So, even this stupid virus, or what are you, it's a virus, asked about the feet of Jesus, just like cancer and everything else. So, that's the way you got to look at it.
True. I mean, that's the only way you can look at it. I mean, he can make the dead rise and everything else. I mean, he, short of the God, he, you know, he can take care of what's out there now. Yeah, that's what me and the wife was talking about last night, you know. And, you know, she was talking about how people was in stores and, you know, people being rude.
Well,
I drove all the way to the stop sign and went. went to turn left and the stop sign's late. I don't know, man. He tried his best to hit me last night. And then when I, you know, when I went to pull out the road, you know, my wife started flipping out. She's always scared somebody's gonna have a gun with them, which, you know, we had ours with us, but I don't know, man. Stuff like that kills me, you know, and I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, I just wish the world would change a little bit, but it ain't. It's just, you know, it's gonna get worse and worse, you know, by the time, you know, the end of time gets here.
The only constant you have is change. Except for God, he never changes, so there you go. Well, I'm in the garage, and I'm going to bail out here on you and go inside and hit the shower. So you have a good evening there. Be careful out on the road, and I'll talk to you later, Kevin, KB4CBA.
Hey, will you have a good one on that end, man, and positive, man. That's the only thing we can do, you know. And I'll say 73T and talk to you next go around. KB4CBA UBD. I'll be clear in Mother.
W4DJW, this is KE8ODQ.
Somebody come in Echo Link here and had pretty good signal, but didn't hardly have any modulation. KN4UBG.
That's KE8ODQ. Hopefully that's a little bit better. I was trying to catch Dave real quickly before he went in, but I'm sure I'll get him a little bit later in the evening.
That was a little bit better, but I mean, you're still pretty low there, but I mean, that was a little bit better. The volume was turned down, or the mic gain or something, but Echo Link, I mean, I don't know how the cell phone is set up, but you can stand just a little bit more modulation if you can get it.
Appreciate the feedback. That's good to know that, because I was having some trouble with this the other night trying to get on the net. I'll see if I can get that corrected. Appreciate the comment.
Good that go around. Well, you have a good one, man, and we'll holler at you a little later. KN4UBG at 73s, and I'll be monitoring.
Well, thanks again, and this is KE8ODQ. We'll talk to you later.